It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Each week, we focus in on one of the great games in Beaver history against today's opponent, the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State hasn't beaten Minnesota Duluth since Brent Bolte came on staff as a graduate assistant coach in the early 2000s. Well, that doesn't mean there haven't been some great games. On October 22nd, 2016, Bemidji State scored 40 second-half points. Jordy Hine threw for 5 touchdowns, and the Beavers somehow lost 54-47.
Those were two pretty good offensive teams that year, and they were playing a lot of coverage that force you to throw the ball vertically and give you some opportunities down the field. So we took advantage of them. But yeah, wild day. We've had a lot of wild games with Duluth. So that was one of the crazier ones because we didn't know if Jordy was going to play. Jordan Hine had a bum knee coming off of like an infection in his knee off of Bursa sack that went, and just crazy. He went out, couldn't move, but could chuck the ball around. So it was a fun day for the offense. Defense, not so much, but a great day for the up.
Bemidji State scored 29 points in the fourth quarter, gave up 20. A wild game with stats that just didn't make any sense.
I don't know how many times in college football that stat would hold true, but that, yeah, I guess I'm getting old. I don't remember that far back too much either, so that's a pretty wild day.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.